Let me tell you who I am. My name is Joe Aldretti. I am the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel Fellowship of Foley, the founding pastor. We've been there 8 years. In 2009 is when we arrived. We have been really doing a lot of community outreach. Most of you are in the same predicament as I am, is that nobody knows who Calvary Chapel is. And so the only way that they are going to get to know who we are is to do some outreach, because we want to have our community embrace us and trust us, and then decide they want to come to church with us. And so community outreach is a great way to do that, to get to know your community. It's a big part of who we are as a church. We're not a large church by any means. And y'all know outreach is a lot of work, but it's a good work and it's an important work. And so I am also a sheriff's chaplain with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. I do that part-time. I'm a hospice chaplain for a local hospice company. And I also run a crisis intervention team within our community, which is through law enforcement. And so I am the team leader on that. So there's a lot of training that comes with that. Those of you that want to ask some questions about that afterwards, you can. It's a great outreach. But as far as what we're going to talk about today as community outreach, I'm going to break it down into two areas. And these are the things that we're doing. And later on, when we're done with this, when I'm done talking, you guys can interject and some of the things that you're doing in your communities, because this is not a complete list that we're going to go over this afternoon. By far, there's so many other things that you can add to this list. And every community is different. And some things work in one community while other things won't work in another community. So you have to know your community and those, you know, those around you and what you're going to be able to do or not do. And but there's so many things to do. So there's a verse I want to share with you, and then we'll pray and get started. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verses 13 and 14, and Apostle Paul said, "Watch and stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done with love." And that's what really the goal of community outreach is anything that we're going to do, that we would do with love, that we would share the love of Christ with others in whatever it is we choose to do, whatever God leads us to do. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this conference. What an amazing conference it has been so far. Father, we ask that you would just continue to speak to us, continue to equip us. And Father, for this outreach, community outreach, this workshop, I just pray, God, that you would bless it, that you would give us insight. Father, show us how to reach our communities. And may the things we talk about this afternoon, may they be helpful to the ministries that you've called us to. So bless the input and bless our workshop. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I said, I'm going to break this in two categories for us this afternoon. The first category is going to be pastoral and community outreach, or your elder in your church. To have a pastoral community presence within your community. And then the second part of our workshop will be community outreach, involving the church and the members of your church to participate in community outreach. Now, like most of us, how many of you are bivocational? Some of you are working. Okay, great. Quite a few of you are working. I work too. And I'm blessed that my job allows me to be flexible for everything that I got going on. But pastoral community outreach, I think, is really huge in a sense that the community sees the pastor of the church out and about. So many pastors just don't even get out in the community. They have their elders or what do it, but I think it's important that us pastors are out there. Some of the things that I have written down here this afternoon is that you might have not thought about was hospital volunteer chaplain. Go to your local hospital, see if you can volunteer as a volunteer chaplain for the hospitals. Because then, you know, you can go there when people are sick or the hospital calls you, you know, because a family needs a chaplain. And then you can go there, and then next thing you know, they start to familiarize themselves with you. They get to know you, and it's a great outreach opportunity, not only for the staff in the hospital, but for those patients that you're ministering to. It's amazing to me as a hospice chaplain how many families just don't go to church anymore. They've stopped going to church, and next thing you know, now you're a pastor and you're coming and you're visiting them, and you know, and it's like then next thing you know, they're asking where your church is, and next thing you know what, they want to come and check out the church. So it's a great outreach opportunity, hospital volunteer chaplain. You can also go volunteer at your local nursing homes or your assisted living places. That is such a ministry to me, to just go over there to go minister to the residents that live there. They really basically can't get out and go to church. And so you're going there. You can bring communion to them, you know, all different kinds of things. And interrupt me at any time if you have a question or you want to ask me something or you have about anything. Just don't feel free to go ahead and interrupt and raise your hand. I'll call on you. But the nursing homes that I go to in my community, that's to the point now that I've been going to them for, you know, 5+ years. Some of them consider me their pastor, their facility pastor. And they will call me if somebody's dying. They'll call me if somebody needs counsel. They'll call me for all different sorts of things. I bring goodies over there and things like that. And we do have a group of ladies from the church that do go to our nursing homes and do crafts and, you know, ice cream days and things like that. So there's a lot of things that you can do in your nursing homes. As a matter of fact, it's really cool because some of them, you know, maybe the wife is at home, but the husband is at the nursing home. And, you know, I have a couple of families now that the wife brings the husband, picks them up on Sunday, and brings them to the church. So they've now called Calvary Chapel their home through the nursing home ministry. And the same thing with the assisted living. You do the same thing. You can do a Bible study at the nursing home or the assisted living place. And so that's a really good outreach too when you're doing a Bible study for the facility. Not only are you ministering to the patients, the residents there, but you're ministering to the staff. It's amazing, you know. I'll walk into a facility and the staff people, you know, will go, "Oh my gosh, you know, could you pray for me today? Because I'm going through this, and it's really a privilege and an honor to be able to minister to the people of the facility also. So you have your hospital volunteer chaplain, you have your nursing home chaplain, if you will, your assisted living places that you can go to, which are just really great. And then there's another thing, and this is pastoral outreach. This is you as a pastor making your presence kind of known in your community. I also go to our senior center in our community, and I will go there and you know, if they're having a card game or they're having an event, or I'll go to our senior center and meet with the seniors and talk with the seniors and pray with the seniors. We do a community Bible study at the senior center. But the one thing that's come out of our senior center through this is every Thanksgiving, our church provides Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving for our senior center. They basically give me the keys to the senior center. We have probably about 150 or more seniors that will come out and have Thanksgiving dinner at the senior center. We use their facility. Our guys will deep fry about 15 turkeys All the church members will bring all the side dishes that go with the Thanksgiving meal, and then we provide the Thanksgiving meal for them, and we sit down, we eat with them, we all bring our kids. And it's not something that we do to, like, feed them, clean up, and get out and go home to our own thing. We just, you know, my family now has made it a family tradition that Thanksgiving is we spend the day with the seniors and we eat with them. That's what we do. And then on Friday, we have our own family Thanksgiving. So we've just incorporated it into what we do as a family. And it's just such a blessing to our seniors. And they talk about it all year round, about the amazing, incredible Thanksgiving meal that they had at the senior center. So that's a huge thing that we do in the community. We also do the police department. We partner with the police department. And because of my chaplaincy influence within our community, I'm a chaplain for our local PD department also. And we partner with them for community blessing during Christmas time, which they round up all the toys, the police department does, and then we provide the volunteers. We do a 10,000 pound food drop through our local food bank, and about 150 families get to 200 families get a banana box full of 1 week's worth of groceries, and then we distribute those at a park in town. And then we go to a low-income neighborhood in our community. We use their community center. We put on a Christmas program for them. And then at the end of the program, we have them, all the children and the families, exit the community center, which all the volunteers that we have from the church have been cooked about 300 hot dogs. And so they'll be out there eating hot dogs and having something to drink. And then we will get the toys all situated inside the community center. And then once we get that all taken care of, then we open the doors and we let them in, you know, in an orderly fashion, the children with their parents. And we will hand out about 400 toys. And that is a huge outreach that we do within our community. So, you know, the things that we're doing within our community, it's interesting. People know where Calvary Chapel, they know who Calvary Chapel Fellowship of Foley is. They might not go to the church, but they'll go, oh yeah, if you need something, go to that church. They will help you out. You know, and it's just interesting to me. It's the Lord put something on my heart in my community, and that was this, that if our church was to close down in our community, would our community even recognize that we were gone? Would they miss you if your church shut down? Would they even miss you in your community? Or, you know, and it's like, and I know for us, it's like if we weren't in our community, but they would be going, what happened? Because we have a food bank that we 200 families a month get food out of our church, and they get a week's worth of groceries, and we do that through the Berea Food Bank. So we have that food pantry also going. Jumping ahead of myself a little bit, but it fell right in there. So we have the community blessing during Christmas. We have the senior center Thanksgiving meal. And also you can volunteer with your pastors. You can volunteer with your local hospice company. Now you can go in and sit. You can go in and sit with patients. You can go in and sit with families and minister to them as a hospice chaplain. And you can do it volunteer. You can volunteer with your law enforcement or fire department as a chaplain. And if any of you are really interested in law enforcement chaplaincy, I've been doing it for over 15 years, and it's made a big influence in where I'm at in my community. You know, we are definitely not the largest church in our community, but when the mayor calls my cell phone up because an incident has transpired in our city, that's a pretty big deal to get a phone call from the mayor or a phone call from the police chief or a phone call from the sheriff. But that's only going to happen as you have a pastoral presence within your, you know, local government. Whether you go and pray at the, you know, county commission meeting, or you pray, you know, for your local city as they meet, for city planning commission stuff. You know, they always pray, you know, that you're one of the pastors that they call. I mean, that's a big deal. So law enforcement chaplaincy really gets you in the door with local government, city government, praying for council meetings and things like that. So, and not necessarily so, but if you go down to your city government, you meet, you know, those on the board, and you meet your mayor, and, you know, and you go to city functions, and it's just a great way to have that presence in your community. Community then begins to see you, begins to trust you. There's a lot of things that the Lord opens a lot of doors in that respect. Now, I'm going to switch gears and go over to community outreach. Anybody have any questions about pastoral outreach, community outreach? There was a lot of things there. Community outreach involving our churches. Now, this list is by far, it's not complete. Some of you have done things that I don't even have on this list. So just make sure we bring those things out as we talk about them. The one thing that we have is, like I mentioned before, is we have a food pantry. That is a huge outreach ministry of our church. We also have a clothes closet. People bring clothes in. We don't store them on site at the church. I mean, we don't have the facility to do that. But so we also get people who donate suits and good, nice clothes, because, you know, because of being in law enforcement, then I'm connected with those that are coming out of jail. And they're looking for they're going to do a job interview. They don't have a suit. They don't have nice clothes. It could be a man. It could be a woman. And no, so we have some nice clothes, nice shoes, nice pants, tie, jacket, you know, where they can just go to where our clothes closet is, see, get something that fits them, and off to the interview they go, and they can keep it, you know. So we have a clothes closet. Our food ministry that we have is... They come once a week on a Thursday, and about 50 or so families get a week's worth of groceries. So we do that. We feed you know, the homeless. We have a trailer that we go around to our local fire departments, and we have our local police departments. And what we will do is we will feed. The fire department, we'll just go up there, we'll start cooking from our trailer and give them a free meal, breakfast, or cook, go at lunchtime, hamburgers and hot dogs, or, you know, pulled pork or whatever it is. And we'll take the food to them. So that is a big thing that we do also. And so it's great. As I mentioned before, the Thanksgiving meals, that we do. Oh, by the way, if you have a Meals on Wheels in your community, well, the Meals on Wheels don't deliver on Thanksgiving. They don't deliver on Thursday. So all those shut-ins in your community that depend on Meals on Wheels, well, they won't get a Thanksgiving meal for Thanksgiving. So if you made an inroad with the Meals on Wheels, then you can get the list and take all your shut-ins a Thanksgiving meal for Thanksgiving. So that's something that you can look into in your community also. We also, through our schools, because of our food pantry, and we let our food pantry know, we let them, the schools, our local schools know. And what happens is the local schools will call us and say, look, I have a child that needs they're just low income, they need some food. Does your church provide food? And so we do that. So we have the local counselors of our schools will call us for those kinds of needs, whether it's food. They'll also call us during Christmas time that they have a family that is in need of toys or Christmas or a meal or a Christmas tree, whatever it is. They will call us and see if we can provide that for them. Another thing with having the contact with your nursing homes and assisted livings, it's a great thing. They all have to work on all the holidays, so they're at the facility. Well, next thing you know, your church is bringing, you know, we're going to provide, you know, we're going to bring Thanksgiving meal to our assisted living facility workers. So now you're bringing in food for them on the day that they have to work on a holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving or whether it's Christmas or Mother's Day, or you know y'all can pick it out, whichever one. Same with your local hospitals, and it doesn't even have to be a meal at your local hospitals. Well, you bring them a gift, and you just a gift of appreciation. You know, whether it's Nurses Week or you know or Social Worker Week or whatever the case may be, that is a great thing. Go to your ER. And everybody that works in ER, you know, you send them an edible arrangement, if you will. You know, those fruit things, or you bring something, some goodies over to your ER workers in the hospital. I'm gonna tell you, that stuff goes a long way. And they'll next thing you know, where did this stuff come from? And it's like, you know, Calvary Chapel. You know, you know whether it's a little cards that the kids make, you know, and even your local law enforcement agencies, you can do that too, where your church reaches out to them and sends them something, or you know, you make something for them, which is a great outreach opportunity. We all, some of us do VBSs. It's one thing to do Vacation Bible School in your church, but go take Vacation Bible School out in your community. Go take it out to a local park. You know, that, and now you're reaching, you know, a community, with Vacation Bible School. So that's an idea that you can do that we've done, and it's worked out really good. We as Calvary Chapels, listen, we all like to have fellowship at our churches, do picnics and things like that. Well, you know, go to your local park and, you know, go to the local park with your church, with your fellowship. Bring the grills and have a cookout, and bring, you know, the kids come. And next thing you know, you just start inviting people from the park to come and join you, which is a great outreach. Everybody loves to eat, you know. So next thing you know, they're sitting with you, they're fellowshipping with you. You know, that's a great outreach too. If you have a skate park in your community, you know, you can go down there and host a skate competition, you know, for the kids. Or just go down there and cook a bunch of hot dogs one day for all the kids that are skating, and some drinks, some waters. You know, a lot of times the smaller kids that are skating at the skate park, the parents are there. So it gives you an opportunity to talk with them as well. So, which is a great idea. We've done that quite a few times. Let's say your community has local festivals. Well, set up a church booth at your local festival. You know, we have a thing where we have a lollipop ring toss thing board, and we put lollipops in it. And so it's all free. You don't have anybody pay for it. And the kids toss the lollipops ring and try to ring a toss it and ring a lollipop. And then we have sodas and waters where the parents, If they want to win a soda, they can answer like 3 or 4 Bible questions, and it's really cool. You pick, you know, 4 or 5 Bible questions that really you can find out whether or not they're believers or not, and it opens the door of questions and opportunity. And then of course you have your church bulletin or your flyer, and of course you give them, you know, you help them answer their questions if they can't, and you give them a soda, and you invite them to church. So that's a great thing for local festivals. You know, community yard cleanup is another one, where you go around neighborhoods and you just bring your trailer with mowers and edgers, and you know, and you start looking at a house that it just needs to be cleaned up, and you knock on the door and you tell them, you know, we're from Calvary Chapel, whatever, and we just want to clean up your yard and cut it for free, and if that's okay, and you know, that goes a long way. You have community yard cleanup, which is a great thing. Of course, you could have your church volunteer at your local assisted living facilities to do crafts and things like that. Ice cream socials. There's a lot of things that you can do in that area. So that's a good thing to do. If there's any questions, you know, just feel free to ask them. And then lastly, those of you that want to become law enforcement chaplains, something that you're interested in, talk to me afterwards, and I can let you know how you can get started in that. I am an instructor for the International Conference of Police Chaplains, so I can bring some training to you and get you trained, and that way you can go approach your local law enforcement or fire departments and get into the whole chaplaincy program. So a lot of things that are available to you that you can get involved with. You know, pray about everything. You just don't want to be doing things to do them, to be busy. You want to do them because God's calling you to do them. Some things are going to work. Some things aren't going to work. But we all know that outreach takes work. So, and just because you don't think that you have to be a large church to do outreach. You can do outreach with two people, you know. So you just got to pray about it and see what it is that God is calling you to do. And then be faithful to it and watch what God's going to do. And just because you do one thing one year doesn't mean you have to do another thing the next year. You know, sometimes we get in that mode where we do this every year. Well, maybe God wants to change it up. So you got to be open to that. I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions now. So let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that you've given us in our communities. I want to thank you, God, for your leading, your guiding, your direction. Lord, your divine and perfect purposes in our lives and in our communities. I pray for each person here today, God, that you would bless them, that you would give them, Lord, what they need to reach their communities, God. Give them vision, give them direction, give them discernment. And Lord, that they would really have an impact in their communities, God. That their churches would have a presence, God. That people can trust them and come to them. So Lord, give them the ability to do that, Lord, in the ways that you would have them to do it. So we thank you, we praise you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all.